ben Avram Aaron. So Shir will be Le'ilui Nishmaso. And Bez Hashem, we will mention, we'll go through some of the Shtickel Torah that I wrote in the Beis Yitzchok, in his memory. Has to germane, actually, to having to turn out, germane to where we're at now in the Sugya. Okay. Let us begin. The first point I want to begin with is the following, okay? Someone refresh my memory how the Ramban learned the Pshat in the Gemara, the Machlokes between the two Lashonos, okay? Because I want to formulate the Ramban a bit different today. What was the Ramban? Someone can recall for me? Go ahead, Ari. We didn't say the Mafreya, but it was a delayed kinyan. Correct. A delayed kinyan where you give the man the harshah, and it becomes, it's a delayed kinyan where he will become the power of attorney in the event he wins the case and gets the money. So we said, since it's a delayed kinyan, there's no chisaron of what? Davar Sheni Bershuso, at least according to who? The second lashon. According to the first lashon, there is a chisaron of Davar Sheni Bershuso, even by a delayed kinyan. Is that correct? Remember we said that was the pshat we had in the Ramban. Okay? The pshat we had in the Ramban was that since it's a delayed kinyan, therefore there's no chisaron of Davar Sheni Bershuso. Second lashon, first lashon holds, even though it's a delayed kinyan, you still need Davar Sheni Bershuso. Fine. We had a difficulty with the way we formulated the Ramban. What was that difficulty? What concept? Kalsa Kinyana. Excellent. There cannot be a gap between the Maisa Kinyan and the Chalosa Kinyan. And there is. You did a Maisa Kinyan to make him your power of attorney. It doesn't click in until much later. That's a problem of Kalsa Kinyana. If that's a problem of Kalsa Kinyana, how do you solve that problem? So Jay-Z wanted to explain yesterday. Well, maybe it's an implicit me'akshav, okay? What does that mean, an implicit me'akshav? So we mentioned that briefly last semester. I just want to review that for a second, okay? And then I want to give another shot in the Ramban. There is a machlokas earlier in the Gemara in the following vein. If you steal an item, and after you steal the item, there's a shinui that is done to the object, which is called a shinui memela. You didn't do the shinui, it happens on its own. You steal a what? A tle, and it becomes an aisle. You steal, let's say, a two-year-old. You steal a tle, and it becomes an aisle. Okay? Tle, vinasa, aisle. Okay? Tle, vinasa, aisle. It changed on its own. That's called a shinui memela. Now the Gemara presented a machlokis between Rabbi Elah and Rabbi Hanin. Is a shinui memela a good shinui? Is it a good kinyan for the ganef to become what? The owner of the object. Okay? What's the machlokis? If you hold shinui is what? Is a maisa kinyan. If you hold shinui is a maisa kinyan, like hakbah, like mashicha, then did you do the maisa, Stephen? It happened on its own. Would that be a good kinyan? No. Shinui memela. If you hold that shinui is because it's a maisa kinyan, then memeila, lachain memeila, lo konav. Okay? This is what Rav Shurkin explained. However, if you hold that shinui is masir, removes the chiyuv hashava, when you steal an object, you have a chiyuv to return it, the Torah says. If you change the object, it's not the same object you stole. Therefore, there's no chiyuv hashava. It removes the chiyuv hashava, and what clicks in is it becomes yours. Umemela is considered to be what? Umemela konen. So that would be good. Afilu memela. Does everyone understand this? Nachamo, there's two opinions that Gemara presents in Baba Kama. On Samachayim, the basis can be longer than Hanina. If a shinui memela is a good shinui, I stole the tle, it became an aisle. Is that become mine? Does that serve as a good shinui? So if you hold that shinui as Jeremy, like what? Like a hakbah, like a mashicha, well, you didn't do the maisa, so it won't be kona, correct? But if you hold that shinui removes the chiyuv hashava, which it does, it's not the same object I stole, so who cares whether I did or it happened on its own, then the mail it goes away, and the mail automatically I become the owner. You got it? Rabbi Chanan asks, according to this theory, it's called Sakinana. When I stole it, I made the kinyan. Then when it changes a month later, You're going to tell me the Chiyuv Asav removes and then the Meila I get it? I made the Maaseh Kinyan last month. And then I get it later? The Chalos happens later? That's what Rabbi Chanan asked. We mentioned this. Rabbi Chanan asked, how could this work according to this theory? So Jay-Z pointed out, Rabbi Chanan answered that it's Kimiakshav. It's an implicit Kimiakshav. It's like self-automatic. It's like it's Chal, like you're saying a little bit Ari, like this, it's Ruma Freya. Implicit. So Seth was asking me yesterday, Rebbe, do you write it in like that? I said, no, you don't write it in, but maybe it's implicit. Okay. You got that? I just wanted to bring out to you where we had the implicit Miaksha. In the Hesber, Shinui Mimet. It's a good shot, but I want to offer you now a shot. Please get this, okay? Very important. I believe this is the shot now in the Ramban, okay? I want you to take this seat here. This is the shot maybe in the Ramban, okay? What's the shot in the Ramban? Shad, I believe, runs as follows. Different than we said yesterday. What is Eino Bershuso according to the Ramban? Eino Bershuso, you really can make a Kenyan with Eino Bershuso. I could sell you something out of it. It's not in my domain. Not a problem. What it means is that I could always retract. I can back out of the deal. That's what the Ramban writes in the Muhammad Hashem. If you sell something to Eino Bershuso, it's not a done deal yet. I could be hoserable. But once Avi, you take the object, it becomes yours. And it's done. So anytime you find Eino Bershuso and Shas, the Ramban writes, it means that you have the ability to retract. If I sell something that's not in my domain, I could back out of it, close my eye, you don't grab it. But in reality, Daniel, once he grabs it, is it a good Kenyan? Yes, it is. So it's not shot like we said yesterday that it was a delayed Kenyan, but it was Eino Bershuso. So if it was Eino Bershuso, what that means is that Eino Bershuso is not that it's bad, Yaakov, it just means that I can back out of it. But once you grab it, it's done. You follow me? That's a tremendous chiddush about Eino Bershuso. Normally Eino Bershuso, you think the whole Kenyan doesn't get off the ground, right? That's what the first Lashon holds in the Gemara. Plug it in. The second Lashon holds are, you follow me? That what is Eino Bershuso? Bless you. What does Eino Bershuso mean? Josh, what does it mean, Eino Bershuso? It means that what you did, you can always back out of, but once it clicks in and he takes it, it's good. So I think what you say like that formulation of the Ramban, you don't have to say it's like an implicit reaction. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of like you were saying it's an ongoing Kenyan, constantly, but it's not yet been clinched. I don't think so, Jay-Z. Why is it not? Because like I say the Maaseh Kinyan is constantly ongoing, and so it's like ongoing and going and going. I sold you something that's not in my domain, Avi. It's like the Maaseh Kinyan keeps going and going. I could pull out of it, you follow me, at any moment until he grabs it, until he takes it. But Lamaise, I don't think it's a chesaron of Kalsa Kinyana, because I would say that Kalsa Kinyana is when there's a gap between a what? Finite, discrete Maaseh Kinyan was done a month ago. And the Chalos Kinyan is done a month later. But if you view the Maaseh Kinyan ongoing and ongoing and ongoing, it kind of comes together. Well, that's what the Ramban means. That's why the second Lashon says it's good. If there's no denial, then it's good. Eino Bershuso is good, Ari. That's what the Ramban is saying. Second Lashon is saying that. That's why it's good. The Arsha can be written on something that's Eino Bershuso. Because Eino Bershuso is just a chisaron of what? It's not a chisaron. It just means you can back out of something. But once it's not, you can't. Once it's done, you can't back out of it anymore. And the first lashon holds an Eino Bershuso, a classical Eino Bershuso, which means what? You cannot make a kinyan when it's Eino Bershuso. The whole thing doesn't start.
That's why I call it shikra.
What'd you say? Well, that kasha that we have, Lamaisa, you'd have. That kasha we said you'd have, Lamaisa. We said maybe the Chiddush Yad Hashem said it's a wrong girsa. Not a difficulty. He said it's a wrong girsa. So you could say maybe the Ramban would say it'd be what? It would be a different girsa. That doesn't bother me per se so much, because that's the way you could say the pshat is in the Gemara. Okay. That's maybe what the pshat is you could say in the Gemara, perhaps. So in other words, you don't have to say that according to the Ramban it's a delayed Kenyan. Rather, you could say that what it's like I want you to get this, because that's the usual understanding. The Ramban writes, Eino Bershuso, this is the understanding we want to say today, is Yachol Lachzorbo until what? Until Avi makes the kinyan. Ad shekana. And that's why the second Lashon says Eino Bershuso works. Josh, you follow me? That's the Chiddush. Okay? That's the Chiddush you want to suggest in Rabban. Okay, that's the first point. Fine. Before we now go into Taisus, though, I want to see Rashi in the Gemara. Okay? This will lead us into one of the Mahalchim of Tos Tabakhu. Let us see now, inside the Gemara, please, on Ayin Amud Aleph, okay? When it said, Amri Nahardo, okay? When it said, Amri Nahardo, the Gemara we read yesterday, but Amri Nahardo, what did the Gemara say outside? That if you don't have the Lashon of what? Zil Don V'zochi V'afek Nafshcho, what's the din? It's bogus, right? You need those ingredients in those elements. If you don't have those in elements, it's bogus. Because you could say, La Baldrim D'diyat. What did Abaye say? As long as you're what? Able to get him in the basin for a half, a third, a fourth, it's fine. Not a problem. Then you can what? You can judge him on the whole thing. Abaye's not arguing on the Narda. He's commenting. Okay. Then what does Rameimar say? What did Rameimar say? Amar Rameimar, he toughest lo mafkini mine. What did Rameimar say? What do the words he toughest mean? Let's see Rashi. Okay, be toughest. Someone read the Rashi's for me. Eitan, read that Rashi. Be toughest. Go ahead. Let's go. Go ahead, Eitan. Yeah, be toughest. Go ahead. Oh, so he took it from the Nifkan, the Shliach. Go ahead. Go ahead. Next Rashi.
No, no, read the first, I'm sorry, read again the Rashi. Lomaf gini mina? Period, stop there, what does that mean? Get this down. What does the first Lashon of Rashi say? That even though the ingredients were not say of what? We're not in the Harsha, take it for yourself, right? Even though that wasn't written in the Harsha, can the guy keep it for himself? Can the guy take it? Can the Shliach take it from the Lova? Jeremy, yes or no?
Yes.
Please get that down. What Rashi's saying here is that Amemar is saying, arguing the Nardo, that even though the Nardo said if you don't have those ingredients in there, it's not a good Arsha, Amemar comes and says, no, you could still take it from the Lova, even though you have a Arsha, but it wasn't written those ingredients, you could still take it. That's what we were discussing in Seder. That's what Rashi says. You're allowed to take it. That's what Lomaf Gini Mine is. Go ahead, which is not the simplest reading of the Gemara. How did we read the Gemara yesterday? Jonathan, what did we say it was referring to? We didn't say it was referring to whether what the Shliach could take the money. He was referring to whether the Shliach could what keep the money. Go ahead, Eitan. That's what Rashi says now. Go ahead. Lishnach Rina. Lamed Al. Lishnach Rina. Second Lashon of Rashi. Go ahead. What does this mean now? The second lesson says, no, it means can the Shliach keep the money for himself? Ike Vlatsmo. Go ahead. Kach Masati. Oh, Rashi likes the second shot. So the way we read the Gemara yesterday, we were in accordance to the second what? Second lesson of Rashi. That when the Gemara, Amemar is not arguing that in our dog. Amemar is talking about a new topic. That if the Shliach wants to keep the money for himself, can he? Amemar says yes, according to the second Lashon. According to the first Lashon of Rashi, Amemar's coming to argue on the Narda. Narda says, if you don't have those ingredients in the Harsha, then the whole thing's bogus. John, you follow me? Where it comes Amemar and says, even if you don't have those ingredients, it's still what? You can still take the money from what? Below him. Excellent, Eitan. Okay? Now read the next two Rashis. Go ahead. What did Ravashi say? Let me just say it outside. What did Ravashi say on Amemar? That if you wrote the clause in that I'm going to pay for all the expenses, what does that imply? That he's a Shliach. If he's paying all the expenses, he doesn't want him to keep the money. So the way you read the Gemara, go ahead, Eitan, read the next two Rashis, go ahead. He argues on a Maimar, go ahead. Therefore that first line of Rashi, get it down in your notes, is going according to which Lashon on the previous Rashi? Which Lashon? Second, John. Excellent. Very excellent. The second one, Lashon says, can he keep it for himself? Rashi says, no way. He never would have written what? He never would have written. Daniel, why don't you get a desk from the other room, okay? He never would have written, he'll pay for all the expenses, okay? He never would have written, he could write all the expenses. Never would have written that at all.
So get that down in your notes. The beginning of Rashi is going like the second lashon, like the way we read the Gemara. Rav Ashi says that what? When you write that clause in, you're going to pay all the expenses. You want to keep all the money. You don't want him to what? Keep the money. You want him just to be a shliach. Go ahead. Ula lishna kama. What does he mean when he says lishna kama? Did he mean like the lishna kama of the Narda in the Gemara? No, he didn't. Avi, I thought that too. I thought that was breaking my head. He meant the lishna kama of the previous Rashi. Two Rashis before that. Go ahead. Oh, what did you say? What was the first lashon saying? What was the first lashon? First lashon was his ability to take it from the lova, the shliach. So how do you plug it in? So what does he say? That if he grabbed it from the what? The lova, the nifgad, you take it away from him. Why do you take it away from him, Yaakov? He's not able to, because he's just a shliach, and he's like a tofus labal chol. It's like he's a tofus labal chol. Oh, this is that topic of tofus labal chol. We do one subtopic at a time. There's so much we got to do here just in this sukkah. Tofus labal chol. Who is this shliach? He has no right to take it. So Rav Ashi says, if you wrote that clause in, if you wrote that clause in, what does that imply when you write that clause in? That what? All I want him to be is a shliach to bring me back the money, not to keep it what? What? All I want him to be is a shliach, and he can't even what? He can't even take the money. No, not keep it. According to this Lashon Rashi, he's the ability to take it. He's like a shliach. If he's like a shliach, he's a shliach, is a tofus labalko. You got me? Does everyone see how to read this Rashi's? You got it, Seth? What emerges from Rashi? That if you're a shliach, you're a tofus, labalko, and lokan. Oh, what does this mean? There is a Gemara in Baba Metzia, and I wrote a whole shtickle turn in the Beis Yitzchak, as I said, I wrote a Lilu Nishmas, my father-in-law's at Tzal. There is a Gemara in Baba Metzia on Yud Aleph Amud Aleph that says, tofus labalko, v'makom shechav la'acherim, is lokan. Lokan. Everyone got that? V'makom tofus labalko. I wrote that in. V'makom shechav la'acherim lokan. What's the case? Please get it. Very simple. Bless you, Jay-Z. I owe Seth, Jay-Z, Ari, Zevi, Avi. I owe all five guys money. $100 each. All I have is $100 in my bank account. Can Seth come grab it from me? Of course he can. Seth's one of the Balkos. Daniel, of course he can. It's going to mess it up for up. Okay, so what? Seth's quicker. It's faster. Fine. However, can Yosef, who's a tofus just off the street, grab the money on behalf of Seth? He wasn't even appointed, but he wants to be Mezaka, Zuchut, Zachalon Shalufon. Can he do that or not? No. That's what this cloud means. Let's get it. Tofus lebalcho, for Balcho's a Malvin. B'mokum shechav lachem, you're going to mess all the other four guys off. Because there's no more money to collect. Lo kana. He doesn't acquire it, the money stays by me. You got this? To the Pharisee of Gemara, you got it, Ari? Please get this cloud. Next point. No, I'm excellent. But tofus lebacho b'makom shechav la'akecher is lo kana. Chlor? Fine. Rashi in Baba Metzia that I gave you on daf what? Daf yudom and aleph. Dibra masko lo kana. Excellent. Rashi has a shita where he writes in Baba Metzia, I'm going to write. Rashi b'Baba Metzia writes shliach. If Seth would appoint Yosef to be a shliach, then kana. Then it would be a good kinyan. All the achronim scream. That's a stira to our Rashi. What did Rashi just get through saying that Eitan just read so beautifully? That according to the first lashon, right? According to the first lashon, what does the first lashon say? Does the guy have the ability, does the shliach have the ability to take the money from the lova? No. Because all he is a shliach.
Well, if you're a shliach, you should be able to grab it based on Rashi and Bava Metzia. Rashi, Bava, Bava Kamet. Rice, Lo Kamet. Mamash is steering in Eube from Rashi, Bava Metzia, Daf Yad Avah, Kamen Avah, to Rashi, Bava Kamet, Vidaf Ayin. You got this steerer? Does everyone have it? Mamash Apella. All the Achronim have this kasha. But before the Achronim's kasha, Tosmos in Bob Mitzia is there. And Yudam and Aleph, Dibramaskal Tophis, says that Rashi, the Rashi in Bob Mitzia, is against the Gemara in Ksubis, which was a story about Yemar Bar Choshu. There was a story about Yemar Bar Choshu, a case, and the Gemara there by Yemar Bar Choshu says that Yemar sent the shliach to grab a boat because he was owed money. And the Gemara says that Rav Papa and Rav Huna Rav Yeshua met him, and they said, "You're a tofus for bochov, b'makom shechav l'acherim l'fi Rav Yechon and Lokanin." The Gemara, black and white in Subis, writes that if you appoint a shliach, lo kana. Gemara in Subis. That's the case there of Yemar Bar Choshu. He was owed money, Bar Choshu, and he appoints a guy to go collect the boat instead of the cash, a boat. And the Amoraim, or a pupper, who says, "What are you doing? Grabbing the boat. You're a typhus, labacho, mokshavar." But he was a shliach. Doesn't Rashi say in Bava Metzia, Jason? Right? Eliezer. Eliezer or Elozer? Which one? Eliezer. Lokana. The Gemara says it's a shliach case. And the thing is Lokana. Rashi's against the Gemara. Right? So there are two kashas now. Number one, Rashi Soser himself, which is the opponent's kasha. And number two, what Tosfos asks is against the Gemara. We really should have said the Rishonim's kasha first. Okay. But for our learning of a Kamed Abayin, so we ask the Sneer in Rashi. So it's a double kasha on Rashi. Not only is Rashi against the Gemara, it's against himself. You got this? So I wrote a whole stukkel tire, as I said earlier to answer that. We're not going to go through the whole stukkel tire, because I think I have basically, there may be 7 terutzim to that I wrote up in the cash. We're not going to do all 7. We'll do maybe 2 or 3. One sec, John. Real quick, go ahead.
Both
Gemars, Tomachavach, and this Gemars, Tomachavach, that is correct. And they still yell, but he was a shliach. Oh, we got this clore? Now, someone said in Seder, I think Ari, you said it. He said, "Rebbe, what's the big deal? This is Lefi the list of common Rashi. Rashi doesn't like the list of common. It's he said he liked the list of Shnia." Okay, but Lamaisa, it's Rashi's still explaining it. Lamaisa, Rashi's still explaining it, and that wasn't the reason why Rashi didn't like that shot anyway. He didn't like it because of the way we read the Gemara yesterday. We read the Gemara. Simple reading of the Gemara is what? What's the simplest reading of Gemara? Is whether they can keep the money for himself. Not whether you can grab it from the guy. But he's just explaining that sheet. So it's an interesting what Ari wants. Ari wants to know where you can't. Rashi didn't like that shot because he saw some what it said. But he didn't say that. He should have said, "Biglashi kasafti v'metzia, yeshli sheet that shliach is, that a shliach is also, shliach is called." You follow what I'm saying? The pashtus is that Lamaisa, that's not the reason why Rashi didn't like the Lishna Kama. I shouldn't like it because that's not the simplest reading of the Gemara. Okay? It was a good point, excellent point. But that's what I think of Shabbos. So what do we answer? Let's get this. Okay? Pashtus is, I think Pashtus is the Bach. The Bach writes in Choshen Mishpat in Reish Simen Kuf Hei on the side of the page of the Tur. That Rashi, when he said in Bava Metzia that a shliach is good, I'm going to write in brackets here. I'm going to write Bach. Rashi said that's only when the shliach was given a harsha, because then you become a super duper shliach. Harsha. When you're given a harsha, that's when Rashi said it was good. But if there's no harsha, like in the case of Yemar Bar Choshu, Bali Harsha, What's the answer? Lokana.
And what's our Rashi talking about, Yossi? When Rashi said that, according to Lishna Kama, there's no Harsha because the Harsha was bogus. The Harsha was bogus. Right? That's what he said. Lishna Kama meant what? What did Lishna Kama say? Mafkinami, all you are is a shliach. You don't have the ability to what? You don't have the ability to what? To take it. Why don't you have the ability to take it? Because we're talking about a situation where what? Where there is no what? There is no harsha. Rashi's talking about Mitzi with a wizard harsha. Rashi Baba Kama is talking about where what? Is that the pshat though? Does that answer it fully? Rashi's talking about where what? Rashi and Baba Kama's talking about where there was no harsha, the shliach. Rashi and Baba Kama's talking about where there is a shliach. Where there is harsha. Is that true that there's no harsha here? What is Ravashi saying? You wrote the whole clause in, therefore he toughest mafkinimine. Lishna Kama he toughest Michelle Naaman mafkinimine. Because all you are is a shliach. So what are you supposed to do then? What I'm asking is, according to Ravashi, right, what is the purpose of our Harsha then? If you cannot grab the money, what's Ravashi talking about?
Didn't say up in Ravashi.
What'd you say?
The Harsha didn't say up
in Ravashi. Oh, okay. Look, in Rashi's case, what is Rashi talking about? In the Ravashi's case, where you wrote the clause that I'm going to pay for all the expenses. Is that correct? In the case where you write, I'm going to pay for all the expenses, he's not, the Harsha really doesn't work, even to get the money. All you are is a shliach. And a shliach cannot what? Cannot be mekabel the money, cannot take the money. You follow me? So then I'll ask you, when does Ravashi ever say Harsha is good? What will you say, according to this first lesson of Rashi, where you write Harsha and you don't what? That's what I'm asking. When will Ravashi ever say Harsha will work then? When will Ravashi ever say Harsha will work according to this? According to this lesson. What'd you say? Where you don't write the clause in that I'm going to pay for all the expenses? I'm just saying, according to Ravashi, right, if you learn like the Lishna Kama, which means if Tapas Michel Naman Mafkini Mine, because all he is Shliach, so according to Ravashi, when is a Harsha good? That's what I'm asking. When is a Harsha good? What, it's never good? But this is the answer that we're given. The answer we're giving is that one is with Harsha, one's without Harsha. Yeah, go ahead, Yossi. Very good, Yossi. Now, is Yossi suggesting that Rashi only said the case? I mean, what topic are we talking about? Where you did not say go take it for yourself. So, if it did not say go take it for yourself, yeah, we excellent point. We mentioned it later. We didn't mention it now. I think Yossi is absolutely correct, like we said. What type of harsha are we dealing with in this Gemara? Where you did not say the clause, afik nafshacha. And according to the Lishna Kama, we did mention it in Shir, we said it. According to the Lishna Kama, Rashi's art, what did the Nardal say if you don't have that crucial element? What did the Nardal say? It's not a Leisbim Mashash, it's not a good harsha. What is Ravashi coming to say? According to Rashi? What's that? What is Ravashi coming to say when it says what? Lo mafkini minei, not a Ravashi, a Meimar. What is a Meimar coming to say? That it what? That it is a good harsha. Without the lustre of what? Zechi afik nafshecha. So, again, nechama. According to the first lustre of Rashi, which is what we're working with here, what did Nardal say in the Gemara? That if you don't have the element of zechi nafshecha, what is the din? Leis be mashash, it's not a good harsha. What does Ravashi come and say? What does a Meimar come and say? Go ahead, Yossi. That it still is a good harsha, right? He says what? What does he say? I forgot what's in the what's the thing? We let him take the money. So on that, Ravashi comes and he argues and says that if I'm going to pay all your expenses and it did not say what? It did not say zil zochin atzichot.
He says, I'm going to pay all your expenses, but if the Nazi zil zochin atzichot, then what's the din? Then we don't even let him what? Let him take the money. According to what? According to Ravashi. That's what Ravashi's saying.
So please get that down. Again, Nachamo, we answer the kasha Rashi. One second, okay? We answer the kasha, two kashas on Rashi.
Rashi above Mitzia, when he says the shlish good, that's where there's Arsha. In our Gemara, there's no Arsha, because Arsha is not good.
Because Ravashi says, in a case where you don't write, the case is, according to Lishnakama, you did not write Zil Nafshecha, but at the same time you said, I'm going to pay all your expenses, then all you are is a shliach. And a shliach cannot be Kona, because a shliach without is not a good Arsha, according to Ravashi.
I came in my mind, when does Ravashi ever say there's a good Arsha then? Ravashi will say there's a good Arsha if you write Zil Zachin Nafshecha, according to the first Lashon. If you write Zil Zachin Nafshecha, according to the first Lashon, then that's a good Arsha.
But you didn't write that.
So please get this, okay? The first answer we're giving to Rashi is the answer is that once I'm out of Marsha, Harsha, when there's no Harsha. But more importantly also, what is the case in the Gemara? That's why we read these Rashi's slowly.
According to the first lashon of the Gemara, I'm going to say over the Gemara, outside. According to the first lashon of Rashi, what does the Gemara say? The Gemara says the following. The Gemara says, according to Amemar, he is arguing on Nahardo. We read the Gemara yesterday not like that, because the simple reading of the Gemara is not like the first Lashon Rashi, but I want you to get down in your notes. According to the first Lashon of Rashi, Amemar is arguing on the Nahardo. Nahardo say, if you don't say Zil Zochin Afshcha in the Harsha, it's a bogus Harsha. Right? Amemar comes and says, no, you still can grab the money from who? From the Lo Mafkinimine. Rav Ashi then comes and says, what? Rav Ashi comes and says, if there was in the Harsha, this is what Rav Ashi says. Rav Ashi says, if there was in the Harsha, since you write in the Harsha, I'm going to pay all the expenses. You usually write that in the Harsha. But in this Harsha, there was no Zochin Nafshecha. So you said, you give him a power of attorney, but it doesn't say Zochin Nafshecha, but you're still going to pay all the expenses. So all you are is a shliach. You cannot take the money. So you cannot take the money. So it goes like this, according to the first Lashon Rashi. Nahardo said, without the crucial line, it's worthless. A Maimar comes and says, no, you still can take the money away from the Lovah. Ravashi says, no, I'm sorry. He kind of is buttressing the Nahardo. He is buttressing the Nardah, and he's saying, you know what? Since you wrote a clause in there, you're going to pay all the expenses, all you are is a shliach, and you cannot take a penny. This is mamish amelus. You cannot read this Gemara quickly. Any Gemara quickly, the Rashi. Does everyone have this with the first lashon of Rashi? First you have Amemar, Nardah, without the Zil, Zachinachka, it's not a good Arsha. Then you have Amemar saying, no, it's still good, he can still take the money from the Loivet. And then you have Ravashi saying, no, you can't, because since it says that the guy's going to pay all the expenses, all you are is a shliach. And then you are a shliach to what? You are a shliach for a tof in a case of tof slavacho, and the shliach is lokana. But Rashi says in Bob Mitzi, you're kana. No! Rashi Bob Mitzi was with the Harsha, says the Bach. Is with the Harsha. Power of attorney. Rashi by us in the Gemara Ksubis that says it's bad is talking about where there is no Harsha. Either there's Harsha or the Harsha is not good. Zip shot! You got it? This is all within the first Lashon of Rashi. According to the second Lashon of Rashi, we're not talking about this topic. According to the second Lashon of Rashi, please get this down as well. Second Lashon of Rashi, how do you read the Gemara? You read it like this. Nardo say if you don't have the critical clause of Zil Nachnash, it's not a Harsha. Done. Amemar and Rav Ashi talk about a new topic. And what's the new topic? Can the Shliach keep the money for himself and never give it back to the original guy? Amemar says yes. And Rav Ashi says, that's a shalom. But everyone agrees what? To Nardo. That if you don't have what? You don't have that clause, you can't take the money. Please get this down. This is very critical.
Just how to read the Gemara, the difference. Noam, you got me? You got it?
Please get this. Sometimes the biggest even is just the Gemara Rashi.
This is the what? This is the pshat in the Gemara. Daniel, you got me? Oh. Now, we have a first answer to answer a stira between Rashi and how Rashi gets Gemara. I want to give you two other answers, okay? Two other answers. Okay? One was the Bach, okay? Number two is there's a Shach. The Shach writes in Choshen Mishpat, Simen Kuf Hei, Sifkat Nalef. The Shach writes, when did Rashi say that a Shliach is good? Shliach is Kana. Shliach Kana. That's only when you pay him. When he's a Sakhir. It kind of like steps up the level. There's a famous phrase in Bav Metzia Daf Yud that says, Yad Poel Kiyad Baal Abais. That my employee is an extension of my hand. Even stronger than Yad Arich. And I'm going to give you an example. Please get this. The Machane Efrayim writes in Hilchos Shluchim Meshuv and Simin Yud Aleph, if I appoint a goy to do something for me as a shliach, what's the din? Can a goy be my shliach? No. Ein shliach la'akum. We learned that last year in Kedusha. A goy cannot be my shliach. Let's say I have a non-Jewish contractor, builds me a house, and he builds a makkah for me. Makkah is a mitzvah, you know, in the roof you have to build a fence 10 fucking high. There's a bracha that is recited on makkah. If I build it myself on the last nail, I say a bracha. What happens if I appoint a goy to build it for me? Can I say the bracha? He's my shliach. What's the answer, Svi? Ein shliach la'akum. What happens if I'm paying the non-Jewish man? Yad pol kiyad ba'al bayis, I can zuck the bracha. Because his mom is an extension of me. It trumps the problem of ein shliach la'akum. Yad pol kiyad ba'al bayis. You follow me? So the Shach says, based on this principle, when did Rashi say if you appoint a shliach that's good, that's when what? You're paying him. And the Gemara in Subis that says shliach is not good is when what? When he wasn't being paid. And our Rashi in Baba Kama that says what? A shliach is what? Not good when he's tofes is when he's what? Not being paid. Second answer to the steer in Rashi. Second answer in Rashi is not against the Gemara in Subis. Tom, you got it? That's the Shach in Choshen Mishpat. Oh. And then there is a third answer I just want to share with you now, okay? Just the third answer. And this is the Mole Haroyim. The Mole Haroyim, one of the great Gedolei Achronim, Mole Haroyim. He wants to claim that it depends on the following concept of Shibudi D'Oraisa, Shibudi D'Rabbanan. Mole Haroyim. There is a principle called Shibudim. Shibuda D'Oraisa, Shibuda D'Rabbanan. What does this mean? If I lend anyone money, I lend Jay-Z money, $1,000, his property has a lien on it automatically up to $1,000. It's a mortgage. The word Shibuda literally is a mortgage. There's a lien, liens. L-I-E-N, not L-E-A-N. Lien. There's a lien on the property, Shibuda, right? Like Lahavdol goes, like a monopoly, right? There's a Shibu. Right? You have Shibudu. Okay? You guys never played Monopoly before? Okay, everyone has. I recently just played with my kids. So what's it then? I couldn't take it. The game takes so long, so I kept buying everything up. It didn't make a difference. Okay. Alright. Can take forever, right? Alright, so what's it then? Shibudu. But it's a Gvaltiga game, okay? I could take it. It was fun. I could take it. I shouldn't say anything. I like it. What's it then? Shibudim Yeraisa Derabonim. So listen to this. He says an ingenious answer to the Mole Haroyim. You know what he says? He says, Rav Nachman holds Shibudim Derabonim. Tosis writes in Baba Kama, Yudbeizim Abdir Masko Ana. So the Hagos for Mole Haroyim says, when Rashi says in Baba Kama Daf Ayin that a shliach does not work by Tovus Labacho, who's he going according to Noam? Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi holds Shibudi D'Oraisa.
Whereas the Gemara in Tzubis is like Rav Nachman, like Rav Yochanan, who says Shibuda is the Araisa, and therefore halacha l'maisa, and that's the Gemara in Tzubis that holds like Rav Yochanan, halacha l'maisa, and therefore that's the distinction. Okay? Nachamol. There's a distinction with the old Shibuda the Araisa, Shibuda the Rabbana. That's the distinction, okay? So the Chiddush is like this. Rashi only wrote according to Rav Nachman. Rashi wrote his Shita only according to Rav Nachman. So if you hold Lamaisa, Shibuda the Araisa, all the property is Meshuba to the Malveh, and the Shliach is not able to grab it. What's Meshuba L'Acherim? So when did Rashi say what? That a Shliach doesn't work in Bava Kamma, that's according to the opinion that holds what? Shibuda the Araisa. In the case that I gave you, how on earth can Yosef take the money for Seth? Shibuda the Araisa. All the other four guys have a Shibuda on my $100. Even if you point to Shliach, forget about it. So when did Rashi and Bava Kamma da fine and say it's not good? And when did the Gemara say in Tzubis that it's not good? Lamaisa, do a point of Shliach. That's if you hold Shibuda what? Shibuda the Araisa. But what does Rashi and Bavmetzia say that a shliach is good, Zevi? That's according to my number holds what? Shibuda what? Shibuda the Rabbana. If you hold Shibuda the Rabbana, then the $100 are not like everyone else's. And therefore, if Seth appoints Yosef, he certainly can take my money. You got it? Nachamo. Shibuda the Araisa is a powerful concept. The lien. I only have $100. All the guys have my $100. How on earth can Seth appoint Yosef? If you hold Shibuda the Rabbana, it's a weaker concept. And therefore, if Seth appoints Yosef, he can take the money. That's the third way we want to solve the Stephen Rashi and solve how Rashi is against the Gemara Tzubis. Have all stickle tire here. That's the Chiddush. Okay, this is the Chiddush that we have here. All right, we got it? Don't you got me? Depends what the old Shibuda does. Shibuda does a very powerful concept. That means every Malva has it. Therefore, there's no way Seth can appoint one Shliach. What about everyone else? But if Lamaisi, old Shibuda, but it's not as powerful. That's the answer that you have to say. Oh, very good. This is the answer that we want to give Chat and Rashi. Okay. That's the first mahalach that we have. We had the first point with the Rabban. That was the second mahalach. Now we move on to the following. Okay? We haven't even touched the Tisus yet. We got it. Let's go. There is another point that emerges here in this sugya that is very, very critical. And that point is the following. Harsha is shlichus, isn't it? A subset of shlichus. We learned last year all about agency. Shluchu shalom kamosa. Where does that phrase appear in Shas? Shluchu shalom kamosa. Where in the Mishnah? Go ahead, Jonathan. It's in Kedushin in the Gemara. Excellent. Where is it in the Mishnah in Shas? No? No one recalls? Or anyone learned it? No, not getting. Brachas. Brachas. Lamed Dalet Amud Beis. If you have a good Shliach Tzibur, it's a Siman Tov Tzibur. If you have a bad one, God forbid, it's a Siman Ravet Tzibur. Mipnei Shesh Shlucho Shel Adam Kamoisoi. Appears in a Mishnah in Brachas, believe it or not, which is not real Shlichas. It's kind of like a metaphor over there. But real Shlichas is like for Kedushin, for getting Truma, but that's a good collector's Bekiah item. Good collectors out of Mekiyas, you should know. Right? Who would have thought of Brachas? The Mishnah, Rav Shmuel Nachum once pointed this out to us. What did you say, Jeremy? You knew it? That it was in Brachas? Donnie knew it was in Brachas? Okay. Alright. Nonetheless, Harsha is very close to the notion of Shlichus. In fact, I like to explain it, you become like a super duper Shlich. You have a Shlich that has a Harsha. He's holding like this, like a football, right? It becomes like a what? Abdullah of those. It becomes like a super duper shliach. Oh. So there is a big problem that all the Rishonim are bothered by. Okay? What is the problem that all the Rishonim are bothered by? The following. What is the purpose at all, Lamaisa? How on earth? Can our Gemara say, in the name of the Narda, that any Harsha that doesn't have the phrase of Zul, Zil, Don, Zuck, and Ash, go procure the funds for yourself, is bogus? What do you mean?
Shluchos Shalom Gamosol. How can the Lova say La Baal Varim Didiyat? How can he say La Baal Varim Didiyat? You're not my litigant. He's a Shliach. What about that famous klal of Shluchos Shalom Gamosol?
Oh, so the Rishonim are bothered by this kasha. So let us begin. I wanted you to see. The Rosh in the ninth parak of Bava Kamma, Simen Chaf Aleph, I gave it to you this morning, and the Mordechai in Simen Ayin, they all ask this kasha. Rabbeinu Peretz, they all ask this. All Rishonim are bothered by this kasha. How do we answer this kasha?
What do you say, Elias? How do we answer this kasha? So let's start like this. The Mordechai in Simen Ayin quoted a father-in-law and a son-in-law, Baruch Hashem. Baruch Hashem, you guys are getting married. Father-in-law, have a relationship with your father-in-law, is very special. Okay? Baruch Hashem, I had a tremendous, great relationship with my father-in-law. So we have here, Rabbi Yoyel was the son-in-law, and he asked the kasha to the Ravan. These are two Rishonim. Rabbi Yoyel asked the Ravan, he said, Mo Rishami, the Taz was the son-in-law of the Bach. Every other pagan Shulchan Aruch says Mo Rikami, my father-in-law. There's a din you have to show special key with your father-in-law. Says Shulchan Aruch. Frekta Kashin. Why do you need a harsha? Because the guy can say Lav Baal Dvarim Didiyat. The local can say, you're not my litigant. Ari, right, Jay-Z will slam the door right in Ari's face. Let him whip out his power of attorney, harsha. Saves the day. What do you need that for? There's a principle of Shluchos Shalom Kamaiso, no? That's a very critical kasha. There's a principle of Shluchos Shalom Kamaiso. So what's the answer? So let's get it. Many answers. Not so many, but let's begin. The first teretz is of the Mordechai that he quotes. His father-in-law, the Ravan, answered his son-in-law, Rabbi Yoel, and said like this. He said, you're right. If the Mishaleach is alive, then in fact, you cannot say La Bavarim Didiyat. If the sender, the Malva, is still alive in a Hanami, you don't need a power of attorney. But we're afraid maybe the sender died. And if the sender died, what happens? The Shlichus goes up in smoke. And therefore, if he died, the money falls in the hands of the orphans. And then the nitpa, the lova has a good reason to say you're not my litigant. He could say to the orphans, he didn't owe the lot. You can't represent him because it's really the orphans. You're not the shliach of the orphans. You were the shliach of the original father, but he died. So what does Harsha do? Harsha is written there because we're cautious that maybe the mishaleach had died. So please get that down. We are cautious that maybe the Mishaleach had died. Everyone got that? We are cautious the Mishaleach had died. And therefore, that's what our show. The Gemara has later on in Bava Kamma, Kufdal and Mabez, the same pashtus issue. They were afraid that the Gemara says that maybe a Rav Abba died and the money fell to the orphans. Okay? So there is such a concept. Someone tell me, what do you see from that answer? That Kashan Teretz. What do you see from that Kashan Teretz? So Gemara Baba Kamma Kuf Dalet Amud Beis. Ask that concern. Pinchas, what do you see from that Kashan Teretz? That in essence what? In essence what? Shlichus is really good. You shouldn't need Harsha. Harsha is taking care of just a concern. We always stress this whenever you have a Kashan Rishonim and an answer. There's a premise in the Kasha, and when the answer is given, does that premise go up in smoke? Or does that premise remain? It's just there's a new answer. Which one is it according to this? The premise remained in the kasha. What was the premise? You don't need our shah. Shlichus is enough. Shlichus is enough. What's the answer? Well, we're afraid maybe the shlichus went up in smoke because the guy died. But in essence, the premise remained that shlichus is as good. You shouldn't need our shah. You got it? That's the first answer. Number two. Let's get it. The Rosh. Rush gives an answer that says what? Rush says, we're afraid maybe what? What are we afraid of? We're afraid maybe he was mevatel the shlichus in front of Adam.
Maybe the mafkin was nullified the shlichus in front of the eidim. And therefore, if he writes a harsha of zil don v'zochi v'afik l'nafshecha, it's like he already gave it to him b'matana. You can no longer mevatel the harsh, mevatel the shlichus. Okay, please get this. The Rosh says with the harsha, it circumvents. I shouldn't say circumvents. It prevents straight up nullification of shlichus. You're giving him the funds, procuring the funds. This I want you to note. The Shach and Simon Kufchav Dautzev Katan Dalit points out Abala Itter and the Sefer HaTruma argues on this Rosh and says that even we are never chayshish. We are never chayshish that the Mishalech Mavatel Shlich. Just like there's a famous klal in Erevin on Daf Lamed Beis. Please get it. Chazaka Shliach Osa Shlichuso. Whenever you appoint a Shliach, you can assume he gets the job done. So too, there's a chazak, we assume that the mishaleach was not never nullified the shliach. You got me? So the Shach points out that this Rosh is against the Bala Itter and the Sefer Chumas. Two other great Rishonim, all the Rishonim are great, who claim you cannot, we don't assume you're mabatel the shliach. But the Rosh is choshish for this. Okay? The Rosh is choshish for this. But what's the upshot of this answer, Jeremy? That the premise in the kasha didn't remain? Yes! Shlichus is good enough. You don't need a harshah. We're just worried about what? Maybe he would nullify it. So the harshah, what? Takes care of that. But the Rosh is in the same view as who? As the Rabban. Why don't you think they held like each other? They gave technical answers. So the Vilna Gaon explains in Simon Kufcha Pesiv Kanches, you know why the Rosh didn't hold like the Mordechai? We're not Choshek, I died. Lemisa lo chashin. Get that down. The Rosh didn't say like the Mordechai, because Lemisa lo chashin, the Gaon says in the Bir HaGrah. That's why the Rosh did not say like the Mordechai. Okay? Now, there's another thing that emerges I just want to tell you. That what? Once you write a harsha according to the Rosh, can you move out to the shliach? No. The Tur says like this, the son of the Rosh and Sim Kufchav Beis. However, the Beis Yosef asks, please get this. Beis Yosef asks, it's quoted in the Pipuli Charifta, Perites Osei, that the Rosh here quotes B'Shem Rabbi Hudoi Gol that you can be Mavatel Shliach. Stira Barosh, Stira Barosh. You can be Mavatel Harsha. The Beis Yosef asks. Beis Yosef answers, for sure you can Mavatel the Shliach with the Harsha. And if the Nitva knows, he shouldn't give it to him. If the Nitva knows, he shouldn't give the money to the Shliach. But let's say he was Mavatel it. Please get this. Let's say the Mishalech was Mavatel, the guy who had the Harsha, and the Nitva, the Lova, didn't know, and he gave the money away. If he gave the money away, and he gave it to the Shliach, then the Nitva is Potter. The Nitva is Potter, and the Mishalech cannot say, oh, I already was Mavatel the Shliach. Let's say the Shliach loses the money. So is the Nitva chayav to pay? No, he's not. So please get that. The answer to the Stira, the Rosh is not a Stira. The Rosh holds like Rabbi Yehudoi Gol. You can Mavatel the Shliach with our Shah. The difference being is that if the Nitva, though, didn't know that you were Mavatel the Shliach, and the Nitva gave the money to the Shliach, and the Shliach would say, lost the money, and what? And didn't give it back to who? The original guy. The original guy cannot go to the Nitva and say, pay me a second time. Because the Shliach didn't know. Okay? That's all under the rubric and category that what? That Harsha really is what? Shlichus is good as the Harsha. That's the Rosh's answer, that's the Rabban's answer. Okay. I want to share with you now, though, that we can suggest the Ramban and the Pnei Yoshua argue with this premise of the Rabban and the Rosh. Please get it. And we have to embellish this. The Milchamas Hashem, the Ksos quotes it, Simon Kufchav Gimel Sifkat Nalef says B'Shem the Milchamas Hashem. You could say Shluchu Shalom Kamosa from today until tomorrow. But are you the law? Are you really the Malva? Is the Malva when he comes to collect the money? Was it the Malva? No, it's a heart. It's a Shliach. How can the Shliach demand the money back from the Lova? You can't be a Tobeya. You can't be a Tobeya. You need me Davka and Pia Tobeya. And therefore, I want you to get this. The way the Rabbeinu Peretz says this as well in the Ramban, you could say Shlichus from today until tomorrow. But Shlichus only speaks to who? Being the representative of who? Of the Malvin. But from the perspective of the Loiva, this guy is a straw man. This guy's a robot. Who is this guy? La ba born to diat. Without a harsha, he could throw him right, could slam the door right in his face. Ah, Shlichus shalom kamoso, Shlichus shalom kamoso. What's the pshat, Donnie? If there might be shlichus regarding the what, the mishaleach, klape the nifgad, shlichus shouldn't help. The Pnei Yoshua says something very similar. He says the baldin, you can't have shlichus by tainis. You need a harsha to say don zochi nafshecha. You know why? It's very possible that he wouldn't have been in such a mechutzah. I send a shliach to take the money, to collect the money from JC. He's mamish, he's a bovine, strong guy. I wouldn't have been such a mechutzah. How can you have a shliach in the realm of tainis, of claims? I mean, the whole concept, you want to see shluchos shalom kamoso, tainis. Who says you can have shlichus in tainis? Ein shlichus betainis, says the Pnei Yoshua. Ein shlichus betainis. You can't say ain't shlichus latinus. I mean, maybe I wouldn't have been such a mechutzah. Like Ari was to Jesus. Not that Ari's a mechutzah, but not such a mechutzah. So you can't appoint a shlichus. You can't say shlichus. So what do you do that? Harsha. I write in the harsha. Zul, don't. Go take it for yourself. That gives you the ability to be a mechutzah. Because I gave it to him. What I want to suggest is, let us suggest the following. Please get this, okay? Please get it. Is that the truth is, let us suggest that Lafi the Ramban with this Rabbeinu Peretz and the Pnei Yoshua, the answer to the kasha really is that Shlichus is not good enough. It is not good enough. It is not good enough because maybe from the perspective of the Nifgud, it doesn't work, the Lova, or maybe from the perspective of Tainis, it's not good enough. Ein Shlichus l'Tainis. Because maybe I wouldn't have been as much of a mechutzah. So what we can suggest is, according to these last two answers, the premise of the kasher goes what? Goes what? Goes up in smoke, correct. Because shlichus is not as good. And the kasher of shlichus shalom kamoso does not start. Because the truth is, shlichus will not accomplish you to take the money from the nifgad. From the perspective of the nifgad, it's not shlichus. From the perspective of the Tainus, who says you can appoint a shliach? So what you have here is a fork in the road. Some Rishonim giving technical answers, assuming that what? That shlichus is really as good as the harsha. Harsha just takes care of a side problem. Maybe he died. Maybe he nullified the shliach. But really, shlichus is just as good. Second fork of the road is, no, shlichus is not as good. Either because what? Either because it's not shlichus for the nif from the nifgud's perspective, or either for the notion of claims, you can't have a shlich. Because maybe Ari would have been too chutzpahdik to get the money from GZ, not like me, unless I write in a harsha. Not that, of course, he's chutzpahdik. Okay? You follow me? Oh. So let us say a chiddush. Okay? Let us say a chiddush. Chiddush is the following. These two forks in the road are representative of two major approaches in shlichus, in general, of what the mechanics are of agency. Last year we had three. What are the two approaches? We'll mention three, but we'll only work with the first two. Tell me the three approaches to shlichus that you can say conceptually. Okay? What are the three approaches to shlichus one can say conceptually? Go ahead, Noah. Number one, what would you say when you appoint a shliach? Oh, so let's go with the approach you mentioned earlier. That's the second. What's the first approach you said?
Yad
HaRichter. It's mamish like you become Vasya. You know how Vasya's hand extended out to hit Moshe Rabbeinu? Your hand becomes like 10 feet. When you point a shlich, it's an extension of your hand. Yad HaRichter. Oh, that's the first approach. Second approach, meaning he's not his own man, the shliach. He is not his own man. He's Yadarim. Extension in the center. Second approach, he is his own man. The maisa of the shliach just relates back, mityaches lawat lemishalech. Goes back, boomerangs back to the mishalech. But he is his own man. The shliach is his own man. It just relates back to the Mishalach. Then there's a third approach. Does anyone remember the third approach? We won't work at that today. That the Maiserun doesn't even relate back. It's just a Zeris HaKasav that it works for who? The Mishalach. Zeris HaKasav. Shemawil. Lewat? Le Mishalach. But that then relates back. Let's work with one and two. Let's work with the first two approaches. That fork in the road that we developed in the Rishonim, someone plug it in for me, part of these two approaches. If you assume like the fork in the road, that Shlichus is as good as a Harshah, you shouldn't even need a Harshah, which was the first approach, which one is that going like? I can't hear you. Yad HaRichter, get it down. Yad HaRichter. The Rosh, the Ravan and the Rosh are assuming like Yad HaRichter. Therefore, all you need is our shows to get rid of side problems. Maybe the guy died. Maybe he was Bavakulam. But a Shlias is as good. You don't need our show. You don't need to say Zul Dol, Va'afik, Zach, and Anashacha. Isn't that the words? Zul Dol, Zach, and Anashacha. We got it right. Oh. Most of the time, I don't get it right. Zul Dol, Va'afik, Zach, and Anashacha. Five words, right? You don't have that? Yad HaRichter would be as good as not good enough. You just need a shah to get rid of the side problems. However, the other fork in the road, the Rabban of Yehoshua, they say what? Go ahead, Avi. They hold what? The Maisa relates back to Mishlech, but he's his own man. He's really his own man. And the truth is, if he's really his own man, then you understand the Rabban. Well, they're what? What's the Ramban say? What was the Ramban Svarah? What was the Ramban Svarah? Why should it be good? It's Shlichus from the perspective of who? The Mishaleach, but not for the Nifkai, right? Who says it should be Shlichus to be able to take right. The money from the Shlichus, from the Nifkai? Meister relates back to Mishaleach. So the law will say, Yashkoyev. Big Yashkoyev. That shouldn't give you the ability to take money away from me. Let the Malva come himself. Or like the Pnei Yeshua, there's no Shlichus Latinus. There's no Shlichus Latinus. Because maybe the Shlich will be more Mechutzah than the original guy. What does that mean? Because the Shlich's Meister relates back to the original guy. It's not like the guy himself. And that opens the door for you to say maybe the Shlich will be more Mechutzah than the original guy. You follow me? So I'm saying there's a fundamental Machlekes here, critical of it. Critical. On the mechanics of Shlichus. Critical, Lamais. I want to quickly give you the Nafkamina, the famed and famous Nafkamina between these two approaches in Shlichus that you should know. The Ksos HaChoshin points out, I believe, what Simon was it? Kuf Peches, I believe. What's the famed Nafkamina between these two approaches? You got to get this. We had a whole shtickle turn on what Jesus Rashi is. But that's not for now. Truth is, it could be for now. We want to say a whole shtickle tire.
Mamish whole shtickle tire. Truth is, it really could be for now. What?
Listen to this. A man, God forbid, let's say, wants to divorce his wife, gives a get to the shliach to deliver the get. Before the shliach gets to the woman to deliver the get, the bow becomes a shota. Nishtatata. Then the shliach gives the get. Now a shota, who's a husband, cannot give a get. He has to be sane and has to be well. Mentally sound. If he's a shota, he cannot give a get. What's the din if the shliach gave the get? Let's get it down. The Torah says the get's pasul mina Torah. The Rambam says it's only pasul mid the Rabbanim. Machlokes Rambam Torah. Machlokes Rambam Torah. Okay? Who holds what? The Torah holds its pasul mina Torah. Why? Because he holds Yad HaRichta. Therefore, you're always gauging back what the husband is. He's a shayt, the time he's going to get it, it's about him. The Rambam holds it's his own man, it's just possible to rebut because it looks bad. Follow me, Yossi? It just looks bad. Because at the time of the giving and the get, the guy was a shayt, so it's only possible to rebut. So this machlaikis is the machlaikis, the two approaches in shlichis, is the machlaikis, the Rambam and the tour. You got me? The machlokes, the Rambam and the tour. It's a very good nafka minah. What is Rashi Shita? What is Rashi Shita on these two approaches? Ready for this? Are you guys ready for this? Ready for it? We are going to say five Rashis and Shas now on this topic. That's why I said shtickle tire. Please get it. Rashi on Daf Tes and Gittin. Rashi on Daf Yud Gimel and Gittin. Is mashma. Like number two, that the shliach is his own man, the maaser relates back to the mishalech. Rashi and Gittin on Daf Chaf Chesem and Aleph says, mashma, that once the guy, let's say the mishalech would die, shota is an example, well, dying could be another example. What happens when the guy dies? You hold the Yad HaRichta, then it should go up and smoke. You hold number two, you still should remain your shliach, right? Just the get's meaningless because she's a widow, right? She's already a widow if the guy died. But in theory, you could have a shliach after Misa. Shota and Misa be the same din. Rashi and Chaf Chesem and Aleph on the Mishnah writes Yad HaRichta. The guy dies, it goes up in smoke. That's three Rashis we have so far. What's four and five? The two earlier Rashis we had in Shir. Rashi bibo bekameh, bitof ayin. That if you appoint a shliach, he said what? It's not good. That was Rashi and Boba Kama. And Rashi and Boba Metzia said what? If you appoint a shliach, it's good, right? In the case of Tofus Labakal. So what would you say? This doesn't answer the Steers and Rashi, but it just works well. If you would take the approach, what? Yad HaRichta, then what, Ari? Then if you're a Shliach, then it should be good. Yos is like the extension of your upset sand. Then even the Makrish Chavachem should be Kana. But Rashi by us, maybe he's holding what? The second approach, that he's his own man, but it just relates back. But if you're messing up other guys, it shouldn't work. So I'm saying this issue of what? Of shlichus, this issue of shlichus really what hinges upon this critical kash of Arshal. What is the function of Arshal in the sugya? Granted, it wouldn't solve the Rashi, but you see an approach. You follow me? You see an approach to the concept of shlichus. That's not getting involved in the answer we gave him, or Shah, or you hired him, or Shibuti Dresh, Shibuti Rabbanan. But you would see an approach, perhaps. I mean, if I held Yad HaRichta, I could understand maybe a shliach working. If I held the second approach, then I would say maybe a shliach wouldn't work. There's a whole Shtikot Torah on this also. Last year, no? Or 2 years ago on this concept, what was Shitas Rashi? When was it last year, right? It was last year. What, you haven't looked at it? I'm just kidding, okay. Alright, I think it was last year. We wrote about what the Shitas Rashi was on this. Okay. Fine. Now he knows it already, so he didn't have to look at it. Okay. Alright, we got it? Let us go now to... So, did everyone finish the Tysus? No, we'll finish it up quick tomorrow. It's not hard at all. It's easy. We'll go through it quick. And then there's other Nikudas we got to finish in the Sugya too. Lamaisa, with Rav Ashi and Arivin. And then we have to finish up the Sugya today, tomorrow and Thursday. Definitely have to finish up the Sugya. Okay. Let's go to Hilchos Yichud, please. We gave a whole introduction.